Can you tell me today's date?
Oh, that's too bad. I don't know.
How about the year?
The year 40. What is this year? 43.
It starts with moments like this. A missed appointment, a forgotten name, and a cognitive assessment that raises difficult questions. But these aren't just individual stories, they're part of a larger demographic shift. As Pennsylvania's population grows older, experts expect more families to face cognitive decline and the challenges of long-term care. The question is, are we ready?
I think it's going to take some kind of tipping point crisis type situation where it will become painfully apparent that we as a society cannot support the needs of the aging population.
Pennsylvania isn't the first place to confront a challenge like this. Decades ago, Japan faced a similar reality: an aging population, caregiver burnout, and questions about how to support older adults with dignity. Could Japan be a blueprint for the rest of the world?
I think the advancement of Japan is we have about almost 20 years of history that how aging society and dementia-friendly society can be co-created.
We'll explore what's working and whether solutions developed half a world away could help ready Pennsylvania for the future. Because aging isn't a problem to solve, it's a reality to prepare for. From WESA, this is Designing Dignity, coming June 22nd and hosted by me, Kylie Kaczynski. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.